make the church. I hate when I hear people say, yo, church. No, this is not. It's not my church. This church belongs to the Lord and the people. Amen. God just gave me a position in this church. Amen. And as I was looking, I was going over the first epistle of Corinthians. The church of Corinth. And you're going to find in the third chapter of First Corinthians. I'm hearing some feedback somewhere. Shut that off, please. Amen. We want to be good as nice as possible. Right is right. Come on. Yeah, just shut it off. Amen. Thank you so much. See, that's why we need men in the church. Somebody say, men, come back to church. Mm-hmm. My men here, amen for you. Women, get a man here a hand. Come to church with or without you, amen. Those are some lousy amens. Okay. I guess that's because Mother's Day just passed, but it's okay. We'll get our day all soon. Mm-hmm. But the first epistle of Corinthians here, chapter 3, verses 1 says, and brethren, I could not speak unto you spiritual. See that? But as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Mm-hmm. For what?
Hereto ye were not able to bear it.
You can't handle it. Amen.
Neither yet now are ye able.
And you still can't handle it. Amen.
For ye are yet carnal.
You are still carnal.
For whereas there is among you envying.
And
strife. And division. Are ye not carnal? And walk as men. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos.
Are ye not carnal?
Are ye not carnal?
So one saying one thing, and one saying something else. This is why the church is divided, because one said, I am of Paul, and one says, I am of Apollos. I'm going this way, and I'm going that way. And that is division. Amen? And it gives us that you can't even bear meat because you're still on milk. The good thing is even though you are on milk, you are still saved. But you need to grow up. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, grow up. Stop playing and grow up. Stop playing and mature. Okay. Say it again. Stop playing and mature. Grow up. Mm-hmm. See, as Paul sought to teach the Corinthians here at Corinth, that it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to grow. While with them, he could not speak to them in a spiritual manner or spiritual things. Amen. He could not deal with them on a level where he may had needed to for them to understand some of the things that went on around them because they weren't able to receive it at the time because just as a baby, you can't give a baby meat. Amen. You know, when we talk about the wars, the rumors of wars, the earthquakes in diverse places, the floods that are happening all over the world. And the Bible says when these things happen, it is the beginning of labor pains as it comes upon the woman. This is the beginning of the return of Jesus Christ. But people are looking at the carnal side of things versus the spiritual side. That's why I told you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, get ready. And eat some meat. Faithful Praise got some beef. Where's the beef? Somebody say, where's the beef? Right here, 17610 Bellflower Boulevard. Amen. Amen. We got the beef. No, Arby say the meat. There you go. We got it. But can you chew it? Can you handle it? So he told me it wasn't easy because he needed to deal with them on some spiritual aspects. Even with the things that you deal with, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but rulers and principalities and demonic and high places. Sometimes my wife have to bring me back and say, hey, that's a spiritual matter. Don't worry about it. It's not the person. It's the spirit that what? That drives, that work through the individual. See, if you start to realize that, you wouldn't get mad at people so much. Because just as you have an assignment, the devil has one as well. And he'll take some people off their assignment close to you to do what? To pull you off of yours. Uh-huh. But when he wrote to them, he told them that they are still, they're what? Still carnal. They're still carnal. This is what he referenced here in verses 3 and 4. For ye are still what?
Carnal.
You're still carnal. That means you're still fleshly. Uh-huh. Despite the time that have passed. Despite the time that you have been in church. You are still carnal. Say, neighbor, are you still carnal? Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not. But to be sure, we need to clear what being carnal truly is. And carnal is defined as or carnality is defined as the word carnal, which is fleshly. It means fleshly, thinking in the flesh and not in the spirit, having the nature of the flesh. Now, don't you know when you're saved, you're supposed to have the nature of the spirit. But when you're carnal, you still operate in the nature of the flesh. That's why when you become born again, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And when things become new, you deal with people in a spiritual matter. Our spiritual sense, our way. Why, he said, if they ask for your cloak, give it to them. They slap you, turn the other cheek. See, the flesh ain't going to let that happen. Now, I know some of y'all just said, you ain't going to let it happen. I might not. That depends on where you catch me, when you catch me, and how you catch me. Amen. But, we got to understand there's two parts of life. The spirit side and the carnal side. And we need to distinguish from the natural and the spiritual. See, the pastors today are telling you the natural side in church, and it makes you feel good. God wants you to have a big house and a car. God gave his life so you can have everything you want right now. God gave his life so you can have one and two and three wives. Ah, that feel good. God gave his life. It wasn't funny. So you can have a lot of money. And people will be jumping up in the church, hollering, screaming, jumping, shouting, running up to the altar, taking off like they in track and field around the church. Because they want the things of the flesh. But when we talk about the things of the spirit, you sit there like a church mouse. Quiet. Won't say a word. I can't even get man after A. Somebody starts saying A, and somebody say, man. But we got to distinguish this. So the nature refers to a unrenewed person, an unrenewed individual who is not operating under the holiness of God. Amen? When you are not operating under the holiness of God, then you are operating in the flesh. Amen. That's why you have so many prophets today that tell you all the good stuff. I recall in the scripture, the prophets came to warn the people, tell them destruction was on its way. Hezekiah was told, you better get your house in order because you are going to surely die. He wasn't promising him a house. He told him to get his house in order. Prophecy wasn't something that was exciting to hear, but the truth is still the truth. It was a warning to plead with the people that God's judgment is going to soon fall on them. Even when he told Jonah to go to Nineveh and prophesy to those people, warn those people, tell those people that my hand is coming against you if you fail to repent. Amen. And Jonah tried to escape that, right? But see, God will get you back on track if you like it or not. Amen. Hallelujah. But he had a job to do. Amen. And he went and warned those people. And because he did that, what happened? The prophecy came too, but it was able to be turned around. Why? Because the people repented. See, prophecies from God normally comes to do with spiritual issues, not physical, not natural, not carnal. Are you still carnal? Because 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, it gives us this intelligence. I thank God that I baptized none of you. Wait a minute. 1 Corinthians, I'm in 1. See, look at, that's why y'all need y'all Bible to follow me. Chapter 2, verse 14.
But the natural man, not the things of the Spirit of God,
cannot receive the things of the Lord. The carnal man cannot understand or accept and or receive the things of the Lord.
For they are foolishness unto
them. They crazy. They foolish. They don't make no sense to them.
Neither can he know them
because he's carnal.
Because are spiritually discerned.
Because you are spiritually discerned. Now, when you start speaking on things of the Spirit, the natural man cannot understand, nor can he receive it. Why is that? Because you need to be awake in your spirit, amen, to accept things of the Spirit. So there is a difference, right? There's a big difference. The difference is so big, you can tell the difference, just like you can tell the difference from the colors black and white. You cannot confuse black for white. And you cannot confuse white for black. So how is it that we confuse darkness for light? And light for darkness. See, some of us are in black churches. Are y'all in a black church? No. Oh, you better not be. Come down here and knock you out. We are a church of light. Yeah, I'm being carnal now in the flesh. But churches are in darkness, in blackness, in darkness. Sitting there every day still receiving things of for the flesh to gratify the things of the flesh. The Bible says the false prophets will come and do what? Tickle the ears of the people. Tell them what they want to hear. And he also said they'll go even find them. They'll go find them. They'll go make them up. Let's put you in charge because you're going to tell us what you want to do or what we want to hear. Well, I'm here to tell you today that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Oh, that's a word that's not said in church, isn't it? If you don't repent, that's another word that's not said in church. You can't repent and then play in the dirt still, huh? Repentance means a total heart and a mind change. Your desires change when you repent. Things you used to like, you don't like no more. Places you used to go, you can't go no more. Things you used to smoke, you won't smoke no more. The drinks you love, you won't drink no more. But the carnal man says, well, Jesus drank wine. I still have not found in the scripture where Jesus drank wine. Now, I was told that he was at a wedding and he turned water into wine. But yeah, I didn't hear nothing about him drinking no wine. And then second of all, the things that Jesus did back then are not the same thing that you're putting in your system today. A buzz ball. Mm-hmm. Let's get buzz, get a ball. Mm-hmm. Want that henny hen hen with a little ginny gin gin. Ah. Come on, that's that good stuff. That night train. That's that ghetto liquor. When you're broke, you just need a drink. Mm-hmm. What was that other thing that Bud Silver said? Look at you. You know, don't you? You remember, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? But that's when you was carnal. That's a broke back drink too? Mm-hmm. 99 cents for a whole bottle of liquor. Amen. And I bet you liquor's still affordable right now because they want to keep you drunk and messed up and keep you out of the will of God. The enemy makes things for you easy to get a hold to. Amen. Just like pornography is so simple and easy to get to because you can get it right on your phone now. He'll keep that stuff convenient, but look at him pulling the Bible, the scripture, the word of the Lord away from you. If I say the wrong thing, my video's taken down. Like homosexuals going to hell if they don't repent. That's the wrong thing to say, but it's the right thing because they need to hear. Yes, Jesus loves you. He also died for you so you don't have to be lost. But if you don't repent, you're going down. This body is not created to live forever, but your soul is. The spirit's going to dwell somewhere forever. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and wherever I go, there you will be also. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, many mansions. See, people in the flesh and the carnality in the church is talking about, well, I'm going to have me a big house. And no, you're not. You're just going to have a place to dwell. That's what the mansion is a place to dwell. You got a spot in heaven. You ain't going to have no bigger place than me. Care what your dollars are buying here on this earth, it cannot do it in heaven. Amen. The carnal man is applied here, but those who have much of the remaining are corruption in their body. We find that they are imperfect and inadequate towards the nature as children of God because they are still babes. So a baby can't fend himself off for certain things. That's why you need your mama. You need your daddy. Somebody say, where my daddy? Where my mama? Mm-hmm. You need yo. You know when you got in trouble, you ran, mama! Yeah. Because a baby needs nourishing, just like they need protection. Yeah. Well, let's look at this spiritually. When you are not being carnal and you are spiritual, you still need Father God. You realize you can't wake up without Father God. You can't put one foot in front of the other without God. See, we get mad. See, this is the difference from the carnal and the spiritual. The spiritual will let you know, look, I'm still in control. Don't worry about it. If you get sick, guess what? I'm the God that'll heal you. And if I don't heal you, you're going to get a glorified body anyway. Huh? Oh, no. But the carnal church say, well, God's supposed to heal everybody. Says where? Says who? Show me in the Bible. Where does it say God is going to heal everybody? Well, God's going to save everybody. Everybody going, okay, well, show me. The spiritual side, what wake you up to the place where you don't want to offend this God. You don't want to be out of this God's will. You don't want to be out of place with this God. Because you know all this God has to do is, and you're gone, you're done. He can snatch the air out your lungs right now. If we could imagine someone, look. If I put a 45 to your head right now, and you're gonna be scared, aren't you? If you know I'm not playing, right? Why would you be afraid of me when there's a God that can do that and cast you in hell? I can only kill the body, but he's the one got power over the soul. That's why we got to come out of being carnal. Because when you carnal, that carnality will keep you down. Amen. You got to grow so you can know. Amen. If you don't know, you won't grow. So here, the spiritual man is one who is led by the Spirit. Led by the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God. And when you're led by the Word of God, you're capable of understanding spiritual truth. And after you understand spiritual truth, what else would you be able to do? You would be able to produce fruits of the Spirit. And one would see the fruits of the Spirit develop in your life. Mm-hmm. These are mature Christians. See, mature Christians understand we wrestle not against the people. We ain't fighting these people. You know, when Jesus came to the coast, was that Caesarea? And he didn't go mess with that man. Them demons in here recognized Jesus. They say, man, that bro been up there, man, cutting himself. We can't tame him. We can't do nothing with him. But he recognized the power of God. So get this little carnal to the spiritual. See, the carnal understood that Jesus was God in the flesh that had power over everything. Do God have power over everything? Even though the enemy's acting up, he had power over that devil. He allows that enemy to do what he need to do or want to do at a for a appointed time. Amen. But the devil can't do nothing he just want to do. He got to get permission from the Lord. No, you didn't get sick just because he made you sick. Tests and trials come to make you strong. See, the carnal mind, they say, well, God, I'm not supposed to be sick, says who? Yeah, that's right. He told Job, where was you when I hung the sun in the sky? Who you be to tell me what you should be? Yeah, that's what God told he sure did. Because Job was getting in his feelings. He was getting in the carnal. He was getting in the flesh. He was like, man, look, man, it cursed me the day I died. Man, just take, why was I born? Look, who you think you is? Who you think you be? He was in the flesh when he said, God, give it, and God, take it away. But he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He was being drawn back to that spiritual side because he realized, hey, I ain't got control of this because God allowed it. God will get me through it. And if this is the way I go, so be it because God is still in control. They done took my whole family. They done took my money. They done took all my oxen. They done took all my cattle. They took everything I got. The dogs are licking my sore body. Come on. Everything. Now I got them people from the church talking about, ooh, you must have sinned. I did nothing. Ooh, you sinned. You were cheating on your wife, wasn't you? Uh-huh. You thought you was all that at one time, but look at you now. Ha! But then, hey, God will give you power to come back up better than you was because that's what he did with Job. Because Job understood the difference between the spiritual and the carnal. Because 1 Corinthians 2, verse 15, it says, but he that is a spiritual, what? Wait. He that is spiritual, what? I need all y'all to see this at the same time. He that is spiritual,
judge.
Wait, don't judge.
We're spiritual.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges all. All. Somebody say all. That means everything. Come on. Judge everything. Yet he himself is judged
of no man.
Judge everything. Don't you know you better judge your pastors? They might be off the chain and got you hanging. They got you hanging while they off the chain. Judgment day, you're going to be standing there saying, well, my pastor told me. But God said, look, I told you to study to show yourself approved to rightfully divide this word of truth, this great soul truth, all this truth that I gave everybody. My people perish. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You better know the difference from the carnal to the spiritual. Because Galatians 5, gives us that fruit. 22 and 23 says what? But if the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit is what? Love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, what? Kindness, meekness, all that, right? Uh-huh. And he said temperance and against such there is. There's no law. Fruits of the Spirit, there's no law for. Because as spiritual side understands, when you come into Christ, all this is added. This will all be added unto to you. That's why I say y'all talking about peace. Ain't no peace going to be on this earth. Jesus said, I did not come to bring what? But I came to bring the what? What does a sword do? It cuts and divides. It's going to tear up some things. It's going to rip some. It's going to divide the right from the wrong. It's going to upset the apple cart. Come on. That's what that sword's going to do. So when you stand against a homosexual and you bring this sword into the picture, it's going to upset them. That's what Jesus came to do. I didn't come to pamper you and baby you and tell you, you can have a car, you can have a house, you can have what you want. That ain't what he told you. He came that you may have life after this and have it more abundantly. That abundant life is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. You can't get abundant life in this life. The life abundantly is after this life. Amen. You won't suffer no more. You won't feel pain no more. You won't have to cry no more. You won't be lied on no more. Come on. That's the abundant life that is soon to come to those that stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You need this fruit. Galatians 6 and 1. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, do what? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, that thy shall also be tempted. Somebody fall in the spirit, restore him in the spirit. Not in a carnal, not in the flesh. In the spirit. Because look, babies slip. But you can't keep slipping. Everybody in here, when you was 12 years old, you don't think like you used to do at 12 years old now, do you? You don't see life like you did at 12 years old, right? All right, us men, when we 16 years old and had the first follicle under our chin, and you know, wherever else, under your arms, your neck, whatever. We thought we knew it all. Now here you are, got a father that's 50-something years older than you just about. And you think you know more than him. Huh? But you realize now that you didn't, don't you? Don't you? Because your daddy was mature and you wasn't. You were still a babe on milk. That's why they had them honeycomb commercials. Got milk? You need milk for the cereal to nourish your body. Just like you need the milk of this word till you are able to process the meat. I told you, faithful praise, we got the meat. Want the meat? Drop by Bellflower. I'm not scared to tell you to come from among them, saith the Lord. Yeah, be ye separate, saith the Lord, not me. Not me. Because look, if you get mad and don't return, you at least heard the truth once. You are responsible at that point to make a change. Come out of your carnality. As Christians, we are no longer in the nature of the flesh. We ought to be in the nature of the spirit. Amen. We ought to be in the nature of the spirit, where we are able to forgive, where we're able to let go, where we're able to overlook, where we're able to be long suffering, where we're able to forgive and let it go. Forget all of it. When you are spiritual, guess what? You mind the things of the spirit. Yes, wars are going on all over the world, and I pray for those souls that are out there on the battlefield, even those that are being bombed in their homes and things of that sort. But I know the day is soon coming. Jesus is about to come through that cloud in a minute, and the sound of a trumpet is going to sound, and the dead in Christ is going to rise. That's about to happen. You need to be focused on the coming of Jesus. So while you're doing that, you need to be teaching, preaching, sharing, testimony, telling people about your great soul faith, this great faith of salvation. You need to be doing it every opportunity you get. I do it in the store. I don't care if I'm in the store. I might meet you in the bathroom at the store. I'm going to ask you, do you know Jesus Christ? And not just to know him, do you live for him? Do you know if you die right now, what's going to happen to you? Are you going to heaven or hell? Most people say, I'm going to heaven. I ask them, why? 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 I'm a good person. Well, goodness is not going to get you the ticket. You have to be born again, regenerated. You got to come out of the flesh into the spirit and be born all over again. We got many good people that act better than these folks in the church that are Christians. And the reason why that may be is because you're still on milk. Give me your bottle. Actually, give me your baba. Give me your baba. Let's get rid of the baba. Now we got to get you on a sippy cup. What? Wasn't it levels of training a child how to use a regular cup? You didn't just give them a full cup. You got to put a little sipper on it with the three little holes. And they learn how to, then they learn how to take the top off, and then they flood their face for the first, second time. They start learning better. They starting to know better. Oh, I can't drink it like that. But that's what church is for. That's what your pastor's for. That's what ministry for. That's what Bible study's for. That's what Sabbath class or Christian education is for. To learn how to grow. You got to grow so you can know. Carnality was depicted here in the lives of the Corinthian church. It was shown here, right here in the church of Corinth. They had an inability of receiving solid food. See, I can tell you what I've learned throughout the years. A person that really that's mature in Christ, none of this affects you. I can talk about your mama if she's a homo or whatever y'all call them these days. I don't know. But if I'm telling you she need to be saved, set free, she need to give her life to Jesus because she's not going to see those gates if she don't, that's not going to bother you. It's going to bother you that she's like that. But the truth does not push you away. The truth will draw you closer in. That's why he said the truth come to make you, set you free. You want to be free? Know the truth. The truth is, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Jesus died so you don't have to go to hell except in today. You don't have to live any kind of way. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in fornication. You don't have to live in adultery. You don't have to live being a liar. You don't have to live that way. Amen. You may be sick and your body may be breaking down, but you don't have to live in sin. First Corinthians 3:1-2, once again says, "And brethren, I speak unto you as spiritual." I can't speak to you spiritual, but carnal.
Mm-hmm. Even as unto babes.
Even as babes in Christ. Mm-hmm. He realized that he could not talk to them. You know how you have some children you can't have mature conversations with? No matter how old they get. They just can't handle it. I can tell you when a boy grows up, you can talk to him about his mama. When he ain't grown up, you can't talk to him about his mama. You can't. But see, when you grow up, we can talk to you about the sins of forefathers, the sins of Cain, the sins of... We can talk about sin. I'm talking about the fornication. The adultery. See, some of y'all been in this ministry so long that y'all done heard me talk about you going to hell if you don't get married and you acting like you married. Some of y'all heard that, huh? But now you're married, it don't bother you no more, do it? Don't affect you no more because now you're married. You say what you want, Pastor. I'm right. That's how we're supposed to be when we're spiritual. When you're the matured. You know, if I'm talking about a liar, that don't affect me because. What's the word they say? That's not my conviction. There you go. That's what they say. That's not my conviction. You're able to handle it. And if you think you're anywhere out of line, you'll fall on your knees and say, "Father, forgive me, Lord God Jesus. Help me to get back in line." Amen. But it says, "I can't talk to you spiritual. I got to come to you like this because you can't understand." And Paul, he pleaded with the people. He told them, I got to feed you with the milk of the word. So that, therefore, there's certain levels of feeding y'all. Some of you need milk. Some of you can't handle meat. Don't give you no steak sauce. You might not know how to act. So they were like the Hebrew Christians in this regards here in Hebrews 5. Get Hebrews 5 for me. Verses 11 through 14. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14.
And it reads, "In whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing."
You're what?
You're dull of hearing. Uh-oh. "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers,
you ought to be
taught. One teach you again." Which be the first principles of the oracles of
God. Hold on. You need to be taught the principles of the oracles of God. What is the oracles of God? The word of God. We need to teach you all over again the word of God, which is the oracles of God. And are because such we need of milk and not strong meat. So that means we got to start all over again. Right. How many of y'all would accept me chewing up my food, chewing up your food and putting it in your mouth at this age right now? Think about it. That's what you did with your baby. You remember that before they started eating, you had to chew up the food and then give it to them. You didn't do that, Brother Jerry? Your mama did that to you. I guarantee you that. She did it to you. Trust me. That's how you started getting the love for steak and ground beef and turkey and stuff. Yeah, they chew the food up and then put it in your mouth, huh?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that one? Verse 13 says, "For everyone that uses milk is what?
Unskillful in the word of righteousness."
For
he is a babe.
He's still a babe.
"But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age."
And
those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern both good and
they're evil. Able to do what? Discern
good and evil.
Good and evil. They're able to what? discern good. See, this is how you know a mature person is able to discern when you're able to judge what's right and what's wrong. You have to judge. Stop that. Don't judge. Stop judging. A righteous man judges all things. How can you tell me what's right and what's wrong if you don't make a judgment? Y'all judge every day, all day. You make a judgment when to put your foot on the brake to stop at a red light. That's judgment. Get all this evilness out of the church, the buildings. I'm sorry, not the church, because the church has no evil in it. It's the places that people have made up in their minds and called it church. This building is not the church. We are the church. Amen. And the things that they say are going on in the church is not going on in the true church. It's going on in these artificial churches. Because the church that God has put together is still holy and still righteous. And He is still the chief cornerstone. They had envy and strife that divided them, according to 1 Corinthians 3, 4, and 5. For you are yet carnal. You're still carnal. And there among you is envy, strife, and division. See, you shouldn't see this in God's church. Look. The usher at the back door is just as important as the deacon sitting in the front. The deacon is just as important as the pastor. We all have a part to play. How many parts or pieces or limbs do you have on your body that you are willing to just let go of? Can I have an arm? Can I have one of your legs? Well, can I have one of your toes? You don't want to let none of that go because it all has its what? It all has its part in the function of your body. And if you do not have all of your parts, what happens to the body? The body doesn't function like it was originally created to function. So then you're putting weight or overload on another part of your body. Right. So the body of Christ is not out of order. But it's those that think they're the body of Christ. Because see, back in Acts, what did they do? They went to church. They was going from house to house. They would meet in places and just come together. That's the church. People say, well, we go into the church. This is not the church. The building is not the church. We are the church. Here he's saying we can't be a carnal church either. We can't be up in the church talking about drop it like it's hot. Because you're going to go where it's hot. Okay, well, fine. So there's strife between you guys. Envy. Somebody mad because somebody that sung they solo. Y'all remember that? You're mad because somebody that sat in your seat. I don't see no names in nobody's seat in here except this one, and that one. And you're mad because somebody that sat in your chair. Well, I have a newsflash for you. I have an announcement for you. If you mad because somebody sat in your chair, get to church on time. That'll solve that, yeah. That'll solve that real quick. Because if they hadn't beat you to your chair, you wouldn't have lost your chair. Huh? But see, there's strife. There's division. Division. There's so much division in the church world of the world. But let me explain something to you. There's no division in Christ. Now, what the world calls church and what God calls church is two different churches. What the world calls Jesus and the one that came and died for us are two different people. He told us that there's no division in Him. A divided house will not stand. We all have to be together. One accord. Can't have no weak links. You put the milk where? In the front or the middle? You can't have them in the front. Because the weakest link got to be somewhere near the what? Near the back? Because we got to strengthen them to come up. But you got to do this yourself. You got to read your scripture yourself. Your strength comes from you and God. Huh? Not just coming to church. Read your Bible every day. Get on your knees, ask God to open your understanding. He did it for me. There's all kinds of ways that God can give you an understanding. Ain't it? I said, ain't it? See, that's not proper. All right. Well, these people were addressed about their carnality here in Corinthians 1 and 1, verses 10 through 13. It says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye what?
All speak the same thing.
All speak different languages.
The same thing.
No, y'all believe this and y'all believe that.
The same thing.
The same thing and what?
And that there be no divisions among you.
Uh-huh.
But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in same judgment.
So hold on. This kills denominations right here. This should kill every denomination right here. Hmm? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. And he said, be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house
of Chloe, that there are contentions among you.
There's what?
Contentions.
There's some trouble, some problem.
Now this I say. Mm-hmm. And every one of you said, I am Paul, I am of Paul,
mm-hmm.
and I am of Apollos,
mm-hmm.
and I am of Cephas,
mm-hmm.
and I of Christ. Is Christ divided?
Nope.
Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
In other words, what y'all of the Baptists and what y'all of the Methodists, what y'all of these people that started these denominations when they didn't do nothing for you? Jesus was the one that died for you. Jesus was you're in the Lutheran church, in the Methodist church, in the Presbyterian church, in the Foursquare. All of Jesus was the one that died for you. He said, don't let this be amongst you. So what does that say about our spiritual condition when we realize the churches of today? Because these are works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. Somebody say works of the flesh. What are those works of the flesh, somebody? Works of the flesh is found in, once again, Galatians 5. Actually, why don't y'all go there? Galatians 5. Go there for me. Go there for me. Pastor is saying this, but this is what God instructed us, that the works of the flesh is with no doubt. It says exactly these words. It says, now the works of the flesh are they manifest as, they show up to be, Galatians 5 and 19. I'm waiting for y'all. Hold your horses. Oh, 5 and 19. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. They show up as what? Adultery? Uh-huh. Lasciviousness? Uh-huh. 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 Effeminate? Immolation? Uh-huh. Wrath? Uh-huh. Ooh. Ooh, that's a lot, ain't it? So if you operating in this, You can't be operating in the spirit. It's a little bit more to it, like murdering and drunkenness and rebellion. That's a lot of stuff. Witchcraft. A lot of you dabbling in witchcraft don't even know it. You still got that poster on your wall. Call me now. For your free psychic hearing. Some of y'all still running by the liquor store. Picking up your... Not the scratcher. What's that thing, your thing for the day or the week? You want to read your horoscope. There you go, your horoscopes. I'm a this, I'm a that. No, you're supposed to be a child of the Lord. I was born in June. I never say I'm a Gemini. I'm a child of the Most High. Well, let me see what the horoscope's got to tell me today. Why don't you open your Bible and let Jesus tell you what you need to know today? But see, all this stuff here is the works of the flesh. In 21, it says evil, drunkenness, all that stuff, and pick that up in the middle of the verse.
Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past.
Okay, hold on. So it's been told before, and it's being told now. Jesus the same today, yesterday, and forevermore.
That they which do such things
will not what?
Shall not inherit the
kingdom. Wait a minute. Hold on. You telling me I'm going to hell if I'm alive? Well, it's in the book. If I'm dabbling in witchcraft, it's in the book. If I got strife in my heart, it's in the book. Huh? If I hate, it's in the book. Well, here. If I'm dating and we just living together, you mean to tell me I'm going to hell? It's in the book. Where did dating come up at anyway? Because dating is nothing but fornication. You lusting after one another. I know when I seen my wife, man, I chased her down. That lust meter came from 0 to 100 in few seconds. You lust after one another. But the Bible tells you what? It will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. See, Pastor Andrew didn't say that. Or Pastor Drew didn't say that. Or Pastor Anthony didn't say that. The Bible says God told somebody to write it down in the Bible. So you would know what? The truth, and it will set you free. He told us in time before, and he's telling us now, this still stands. Amen. Heresies, amen. If you are under a ministry that's preaching lies, you will not inherit. Come on. We may not be guilty of immorality, but we will be unable to receive solid food if we still messing around with a lot of this. See, if you ask God to come into your heart and really mean it, and he come into your heart, God's going to change your heart. And then your heart changes, your thoughts change, your mind changes, and you start to do what God has called out for you to do. You start seeking God. And fornication is the stuff that you used to do. You wouldn't have the taste for it. You wouldn't have the appetite for it anymore. And if you just happen to fall, you will be so quick to fall on your face and not do it again. Because we see carnality was defeated, and it was counseled here by James. And James 1. He said, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Here in James 1 and 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness. All filthiness, not some. That's why you take them earrings out your places that you know earrings shouldn't be. That's filthiness. That's lasciviousness. Take them bullhorns out your nose. That's lasciviousness. It says, wherefore do what? Y'all see it? James 1, verse 21.
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness.
Of what?
And naughtiness.
Oh, people like being naughty, don't they?
And receive with meekness.
Especially on the 14th of February. I'm a naughty girl.
And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls.
Receive the engrafted word that is able to save
your soul.
Your soul. And the second, see, the second part tells us we got to receive this word and allow it to be implanted in our lives. It will save our souls. And then 22 tells you to be, don't just be a hearer, but be a doer.
But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
See, we can't just hear this word. We got to do this word. Come on, somebody say, do the word. Do the word. Not Doodle Brown, do the word. Come on. Because the word works. Hey, young man, nice to see you here today. He's just so happy to be in church. Amen. He's just waving at everybody. Amen. But we also see carnality can be defeated here by Peter was telling us how he had counseled counseled this as well here in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2. Verse 1 says what? Lay aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, evil.
Laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speakings.
Even there's an all evil speaking. So you better shut your mouth. Somebody say, shut your mouth, shut your mouth. Stop talking about the evil. Shut your mouth. Shut up. Sometimes you got to put emphasis on shut up. When my wife getting on my nerves, and she, when I say, okay, shut up. She knows, okay, all right, that's going too far now, huh? Yeah, I know I'm getting on his nerves now. He don't just tell me to shut up, but shut up. You got to shut your mouth up and not speak evil things out of your mouth. 1 Peter 2 and 1.
Husbands, love your wife.
As Christ loved the church and women, submit to your husbands. Don't leave that part out.
He gave himself for the
church. And we also have to desire the pure milk of the word of God as newborn babies, according to the next verse there. So as newborn babies, we got to desire. We got to want this. Somebody say, I want it. If you want it, you'll get it. If you want to know it, you will learn it. See, you know, I know. Look, this is how I can tell folks ain't serious about God.
Who are you to judge?
Well, I'm looking at a tree that says it's blossoming and I ain't seen nothing on it. So I can't judge because you told me you was this and I don't see what you said. Your tree don't blossom because you don't feed it. You don't water it. You don't fertilize it. How do you fertilize your tree? Fast. Fast. Go on to fast and fertilize your tree. When you fertilize something, what are you doing? You giving it more nutrition to grow stronger. Fast. Come on, fast. And don't just fast, pray. Oh, put your stuff away and open that book. Stay in that book all day long if you can. It ain't good to fast while you're working most of the time, but if you're working and got to fast. Shut your mouth. And fast. And when you start seeking God, God will show you things you ain't never seen before. Even Paul got to show y'all up on this here. He even told us to do what? Seek those things that are above. Actually get that. Colossians 3. Mm-hmm. Is it good? Is it getting good? Is it got another hour and a half? Is it getting good? Colossians 3. You got it? Verses 1 and 2, read.
If ye then be risen.
If ye be risen with Christ,
seek those things which are above. Where Christ sits on the right hand of God.
Set your affections what?
On things above. Not on things on the earth.
And wait. And not on things. Wait, he didn't just say set your affections on things above. But he also added and included not on things on the earth. Don't set your affections on your house, your cars, your money, your banking account. All that's going to fail. Sister Tia just came in and told me this morning, Pastor, you remember you told us this? How many years ago was that, Sister Tia? Over 6-7 years when I told y'all it was coming. It was coming. Nobody thought about it, but it's here. When you set your things on spiritual things, God will let you know natural things before they get there. You guys have never heard me proclaim to be a prophet, but I told y'all. All y'all that was here, the government's got to come up with a Fed coin. I said Fed coin, but I was wrong with the name. But the system is exactly how I explained it to you, isn't it? I told y'all this way before COVID came. Look at us now. How do you think the mark is going to work? It has to go digital. But he told us, don't set our affections on these things. Keep your mind on Jesus. Look up, yes. Set your mind on Jesus. You know why? Because if we focus on the things of the world, guess what? The world is going to hold us down. I'm trying to get up. Somebody say, get up. Get up. Like Lawrence Candle say, pull up. Get up. That's hoodchickcandles.com. Pull up. That's free advertisement. Now you make sure your donation to the Hey man, listen, it's okay to have fun in church, but we got to seek the Lord in things above and not things beneath us. Amen. And in Colossians 5:3-5:9, we got to put off the old man. We got to crucify these members on earth. We got to crucify this flesh. What does 5:9 say through 9? Mortify.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil.
Inordinate.
Covetous, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
The wrath of God come on the children of what?
Children of disobedience.
Uh-huh.
In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your
mouth. Oh, wait. Filthy communication. Wait. You cussing Christians. Wait. You're still using words you shouldn't be using, you cussing Christian. It says, in that which ye also walked some time when you lived them. When you lived in this, you did this. But you should no longer be living in this because it says, but now you also put off these things. Put off all these things. Listen. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Stop cussing. Stop cussing. You put that off. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Don't just put off the old man, but put off those deeds of the old man. How many of y'all kept y'all old man clothes in the house when you booted them out? Because I ain't one that's going to get booted out nobody's spot. I'm leaving. I'm going to catch you before you think you get me. You go to work. I'm pack my stuff, be gone. But thank God I ain't got to do that no more because I got my one home. And that's it for me. Because you got to put all that what? Off. Put it all off. What you used to do, don't do no more. And we got to put on a new man. And this new man adorns Christ. It shows the Christ in us. The life of Christ in us. 10 through 14 says, and put on the new man, which is renewed in what? In what? In knowledge after the image of him who created him. Wait a minute. You put on the new man after the knowledge. Listen to this. After the knowledge of him that created you, that means your new man ought to think like Christ. Amen. Ought to forgive. 15 says what?
And let the peace of God
be in your word.
Rule in your hearts.
Do what? Rule in your heart.
Your hearts.
Uh-huh.
To the which also ye are called.
To what? In to one body. So be ye thankful. So you ain't no better than me. You the finger. The finger got to move stuff for the hand to work. Come on. Come on. See, people stop dismissing all these titles and names in church if they really read the Bible. See, if you really look at the fact of the matter, we use titles to be greater than the next person. Yeah, to be bigger than the next person. God even said, all your good works is still what? As filthy rags. That the word of Christ dwell in us and be strong, be richly, dwell richly in us, in our hearts. And when we do things, we do it in the name of the Lord. We had a situation here that I had to deal with. What nice, because I was mad. Somebody say, Pastor was mad.
Pastor was mad.
Now, was I mad, First Lady? I was mad. But I had to deal with it in the spirit of Christ, the love of Christ. And sometimes it's not good to act on things when you're mad either. You got to sit down and talk to God. Yeah, let God talk to you for it, bring you down. So when you talk, guess what? It'll come out right. Ain't that right, Sister Lauren? Mm-hmm. Even when you don't have your Starbucks. Galatians 5, once again, tells us to walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. Now, for those of you who say, well, I just can't stop sinning. Well, I'm going to show you how to stop sinning real quick. Galatians 5, verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do what? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. What's the lust of the flesh?
Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness,
lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness.
Mm-hmm.
Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the name in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
But
the fruit of the Spirit
is love, joy,
peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
So if we live in the Spirit, let us also do what? If you live in the Spirit, do what? Walk in the Spirit. Let us not be. We should not be partakers of evil. We shouldn't be provoking what? One another to evil.
Envying one another.
See, the carnal man is still going to do carnal things. The spiritual man does what?
Spiritual things.
Does spiritual things. So those that walk in the Spirit will not provoke others to evil. They will not be carnal those that are in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 3 and 3 says, for yet you are carnal. For whereas there is among you envy, strife, division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So we that produce the fruits of the Spirit, we ought to display gentleness while we interact with each other. We will be truly spiritual. In Galatians 6 and 1 says, brethren, once again, if you be overtaken and fall, the Spirit restore. We've got to restore one another. So I'm telling you the same thing the Apostle Paul told you. Come out of the flesh into the Spirit. You can only please God when you're doing the things of God in spirit and in truth. God bless you. Be blessed. I know you're happy I'm about to sit down. So God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. If you don't love me, don't die. Amen. Hey, praise God. This is Pastor Anthony with Faithful Praise Outreach Ministries. Did you know that the Bible says the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Fornicators, adulterers, those that commit adultery, the effeminate, the abusers of themselves and mankind, thieves, covetousness, drunkards, and rebellers, and extortioners will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Bible also tells us in Romans 3:23 that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I have good news for you today. He said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believe not shall be damned. You don't have to be damned today. All you have to do is believe on the name of the Lord Christ Jesus. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you shall be saved. You have an opportunity to be saved on today. If you are not, I compel you to give your life to Jesus Christ on today. You know, people pray with you and everything, but you have to take this in consideration. Your heart, you have to believe in your heart that this happened, just like you believe your name is your name, that Jesus died and God rose him on the third day, just like the scripture said. So if you repent, turn from your evil ways, your wicked and sinful ways, repent. Repentance is just feeling sorrowful and coming to God, accepting that you are a sinner, but asking God to save and sanctify you. Turning from your sins is a result of true repentance. So you have the opportunity today to give your life to Jesus Christ. Do it in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for watching, and a special thanks to our Kingdom partners nationwide. It's because of loving people like you that enable this ministry to take this gospel to all the nations. Become a Kingdom partner today by scanning the QR code on the left side of your screen. Your monthly donations will help continue this ministry to preach the gospel to all the nations. There are four ways to give, and all donations are tax deductible. The first is by our secure website, www.faithfulpraisechurch.org. The second way is by mail. To FPOC, 17610 Bellflower Boulevard, Suite A113, Bellflower, California 90706. The third way is you can text the word GIFT to 916-831-7366. Or simply call our church office at 562-443-7626. You can also scan the QR code on your screen. You can also download our church app, where you can submit your prayer request, listen and view past messages, read Bible plans, and more. God bless you, and remember to remain faithful in your praise.